Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Shavuos Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Taftes. The Gemara at the top of the Omid, coming over from Chesamid Beis, the Gemara had asked the Kasha, v'nechape chitzoin adidei, the chitzoin should be mechape on his own kaporis, v'amai David Pnimi. He should be able to be mechaper also on the kapora of the pnimi, which is ein lo yidei betchil, yesh lo yidei betchilov, ein lo yidei besoif. The chitzur should be able to be mechaper on the himself, his own kapora, and also on the pnimi. Says the Gemara, nafgemina is the tumah deir ben zelozeh. Says the Gemara, the chitzur cannot be mechaper on the kapora which the pnimi does, because we learn out from the pasuk achas bashono kapora zu lo tehei elo achas bashono. This kapori of the pnimi can only be one time a year, and therefore the pnimi is mechaper on it and not the chitzin. Tosfos Tesam Adalef de Maschil Elo says that even though after Yom Kippur, when the person eventually finds out that he did do this avir of Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov, he has to bring a korban oilavir, he has to bring a korban oilavir, and he's bringing a chatos, and it will come out that this kapori which the soy hapnimi was mechaper up till now, is Behemoth has another kapora through the chatos, and it's twice a year, it's not just once a year through the soy apnimi, it's also going to be through the kolben, which the person is going to be bringing later. Says Tosfos, since it's not called pamayim b'shono, it's only called once a year, because the kapora which the soy apnimi does is different than the kapora which the kolben chatos later on is going to do. The kolben hapnimi is only toile, it's not total kapora, it's only toile l'hogin olav min ha'isurim, like we learned in the Gemara Chesam Edbeis. But the korban apnimi, korban of the chatos, which the person will bring later on, will be a kapora gemura. Therefore, this kapora which the pnimi has is only achas bashono. Another teretz says, Tosfos, inami lemikri pamayim bashono, elo kishazmanum kavua. The klal of pam achas bashono, and not twice bashono, is only by something which is zman kavua, like the korban soy apnimi, and the korban of soy achitzoin. These korbonus, or korbonus kavuim on Yom Kippur, and on that, we have a halacha of pamachas bashono velo ishtei pamim bashono. But if his zman is not zman kavua, there's no problem of pamachas bashono. And therefore, when the person is going to find out about his avir and bring his chatos not on his zman kavua, he can have a zakapor, because in the year the zman kavua is only for one time. The Chochmas Odom, in his end of the back of the sefer, brings down from the Goin that the Goin was medaktik many diktukim in the beginning of Pashas Achrimois. He asks a lot of kashas in the lashinus of the psukim, and he wants to know whether the halacha of a kohen gadol who is not allowed to come in, there's mashmosen that sometimes we find that the kohen gadol is allowed to come into the kodesh hakodoshim, not just on Yom Kippur but other times of the year also. And the pasuk says mafush valyovoi b'chol eisel hakodesh. And other medrashim, we mashma that there is a permission for the kohen gadol to come into the kodesh hakadoshim. Explains the goyin, and he learns it up in the medrash, that all the kohanim gedolim who are be'emes all the years not allowed to go into the kodesh hakadoshim only once a year, only on Yom Kippur. But Aaron HaKohen, he was permitted to go into the kodesh hakadoshim whenever he wanted. Whenever Aaron HaKohen wants to go into the Bis HaMikdash, to the kodesh hakadoshim, he was allowed to come in. And the love of Alovi B'chol Yisrael HaKodesh did not apply to him, says the Goin, but the Ayin HaKoyen, in order that he should be able to go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, had to go and bring all the korbanos which is brought in Yom Kippur. Ayin HaKoyen could also bring these korbanos during the year, and then he'll be mutter to go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. That means that all the Kohenim Gedolim, even if they'll bring all the Avidas of Yom HaKippurim in the middle of the year, they still will not be allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Aaron HaKohen was different, and he, if he does Kol HaSeder Shel Yom HaKippurim, then he'll be allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim even during the year also. The Meshech Chochma, also beginning of Achrimos, brings down this also B'Shem the Vilna Goyen. And the Meshech Chochma is Marich there to explain what this idea is, that Aaron HaKohen was different than other Kohenim Gedolim. And at the end he explains, in a poshet or if al derech haposhet, that in the midbar there's mandomim who hold that the klal Yisrael were not allowed to eat any meat, any basar taiva, they were not allowed to eat. The only meat they were allowed to eat was only basar kodshim. Says the Meshech Chochma, since klal Yisrael in the midbar, the only meat that was permitted to eat was basar kodshim, the memela automatically there will mistama be more cases of problems of Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshov through coming into the Beis HaMikdosh Betumah and through eating Kodshim Betumah, since the only meat they were eating was only Basa Kodshim. And therefore in the Midbar, there was a need to go and have more kaporis for the Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshov, and therefore Aaron HaKohen could come in whenever he wanted and he didn't have to wait till Yom Kippur. Later on, when Yidden were mutter to eat, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they were mutter to eat basa taiva, any basa chulin, which they were shechted for themselves, therefore Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshov was not so applicable, and therefore once a year was enough to have this kapora, which the Kohen Gadol brought these kaporas for Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshov. Al Koponim, on this halacha, which the Goyen is medactic from the Medroshim in Achrimois, that Aaron HaKohen was yet allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdosh whenever he wanted, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted, and as long as he brought the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, the same Korbanos which were brought in Yom Kippur he would also bring, asks the Chochmas Adam that the Chayyur says Mefurish in the Pasuk, V'chippe Aaron al Karnois of Achas Bashana, and the Gemara says by us that Kapara Zu, this Kapara of Yom Kippur, Loitehei alo Achas Bashana, is only Mechapa only once a year. So how can Aaron HaKohen go and bring these Karbanos and then come out that this Kapara is more than once a year? It's Mefurish in the Pasuk that this Kapara Zu, Loitehei alo Achas Bashana, and this is a Mekoyah that Soya Achitzin was not Mechapa on the Kaparas of the Soya Pnimi, like Gemara explains by us. So how can Aaron HaKohen go and bring these Karbanos other times of the year? Says the Chochmas Odom, and the Mesh Chochma also says this, that the halacha of Achas Bashono means that Aaron HaKohen was Mechuyev. He had to go and bring these Karbanos L'chol HaPochus at least once a year. But if he wanted to, he had a shus. He was permitted to go and bring the Karbanos other times also during the year. But the Chiyuv, the din of Achas Bashono means that the Chiyuv of Korban, the Chiyuv of Karbanos is only Kapora of once a year, and not more than that. But Aaron HaKohen was Rishus. And the Mesh Chochma explains the Loshenius of the Psukim in Pashas Achrimois, appear this Yisoid, that Aaron HaKohen could come into the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted, as long as he brought his Karbanos. But HaKalponim, these Karbanos were not Chuyva, they were not Chuyva to be brought, because if he didn't want to come in, he didn't have to bring these Karbanos, and the Kapora of the Chippa Aaron HaKohen of Achas Bashono was only once a year, which he was Mechuyv to bring. And that is the chiddush, this din of the Gemara of Kapora Zulu Tehei al Achas Vashono means only a korban which the chayiv to bring once a year. Nashen Kain, the other korbanos which Aaron HaKohen were not chiyuvim, only Yishus if he wanted to come into Kodesh HaKadosh. But Be'emes, according to the Tosfos, which we said before, the Tosfos by us, who says in the second Teretz that the halacha of Kapora Zulu Tehei al Achas Vashono is only referring to a kapora which is Zmanu Kavua. And therefore, says Tosfos, the person who's going to bring his Kol Mechatos when he finds out his Aveira, which is not Zmani Kavua, does not have the klal of Kapora, of Achas Bashona, does not shter, does not have any problem to this klal of Achas Bashona of the Soya Apnimi, then the Kasha, which the Achrit Chochmas Adam asks on the Vilna Goyen, is not shver, because the Aaron HaKohen, when he wanted to come in, the other times of the year, was not Zmani Kavua. The Zman Kavua was only on Yom Kippur, and Be'emes Achas Bashono was only a Zman Kavua once a year of Yom Kippur. The other times when he wanted to come in was not Zman Kavua, and then according to the Tosfos in the second Teretz will be Miyushev in a different way, the Chochmas Adam's Kasha on the Vilna Goyen, that Aaron HaKohen could come in whenever he wanted since it wasn't Zman Kavua. Moving further on the Amud, the Gemara asks the Kasha at the top of the Amud, Tesem Ad Aleph, Ule Bishmoel, the Oma Aim Bo Yedir Bitchilo. And the Gemara explains that he holds a Hermea who holds that all the Karbanos are Mechape, are Kaparos and Shov and Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshev. Tosfos in Devar Maschil Chitzoin asks that the Gemara can answer different Teretz. The Korban, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Korban of Soya Nasa Bechutz can be mechaper on someone who's Yesh Lo Yidia Betchila and Yesh Bo Yidia Besoif, and he's already a Bar Korban, but it was only Noidaloi, he only had this idea that he went into the Mikdosh, Betuma, only Somuch Lishkias Achama of Evian Kippur, and therefore, even though he's a Bar Korban, he's already Chayv a Korban, but the Gemara says in Chesem Ad Aleph that we need to have a Mekori to tell us Chatoim Dumi Dibshoim, that a soya apnimi is not mechaper on such a person to be toila until after Yom Kippur. So it seems to be that without a pasuk, this person will not be called a bar korban. So why couldn't Gemara say that the reason why the soya nasa bechutzah couldn't be Shmuel should be mechaper on the yeshba of yeshba and should be toila on him till after Yom Kippur? Says Tosfos that since the Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Ches Omed Aleph and Ches Omed Beis that the soya apnimi is not mechaper, is not even toila on someone who already knew that he has to bring a korban, and even he is also called a bar korban. So from here we learn that also the soya nasa bechutzah can also not be mechaper and not be toiler for this person, since he already knows that he has to bring a korban. And Mamela, the Gemara had to say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the posuk, the din kapora of soya nas bechutz, is going on someone who's ein bo yideh b'tchilo and ein bo yideh b'sof. And that also the Tosfos Rosh also answers the same teretz, and so does the Ritzva. In the Chedusha Yirmei Simcha, he asks on Tosfos that L'chari Tosfos is suggestion to say that the korban of soya nasa b'chutz according to Bishmol should be mechaper, should be toiler on the person who's yesh ba yideh b'soif just before Yom Kippur, should be toiler till after Yom Kippur, is l'chayyar mamash apela. Because asks Rami Simcha to say that the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of this korban tzibu, of the soya nasa b'chutz, was only brought for one person who was noida loy, who had this idea just before Shkiyas Achamo, says Rami Simcha, it's a dova pella and it's a dova muzer. It's a very strange thing to say that the Ebshe said to Klal Yisrael, you should go and bring a korban tzibu, and the whole matoria and the whole purpose of this korban tzibu is only to be toiler on one person who maybe was noida loy just now, just before Yom Kippur, and he didn't have the chance yet to bring his korban, and he should be toiler him in Aisurim until after Yom Kippur. Says Rami Simcha, this is not like the Gemara before on Daf Ches, where if the Gemara over there, Daf Ches, did not want to say that the whole Kapara was only for such a person. The Gemara just asks that who said the Soya Nasa Bifnim is only Mechaper on something which is Yesh Ba Yideh B'Tchilo Ve'im Ba Yideh B'Soif. Maybe it's also Mechaper Yesh Ba Yideh B'Soif if it's just Noida Loi before Shkir, and he didn't have time to bring the Korban, that should also be Toila Loi. And on that, the Gemara needs a meal to tell you that no, it's not mechaper on this person. But to say that the only tachlis of the korban is only for such a person, says Rami Simcha, this is mamash adova muzer to go and have such a suggestion to say that maybe the whole korban should only be brought for someone who's noidale just before Yom Kippur, and he didn't have time for one this few minutes. He didn't have time to go bring his korban, and on that person, the soy anasi bechut shigomi mechaper. Bleibs, but tell him on Tosfos what Tosfos what the Havamin is. Now, Be'emes, there had to be, you can add on over here on this Ha'ori of Rami Simcha, that the Ikad Din, which Tosfos quotes for the Gemara Daf Ches, that the Gemara says that if someone did not have shows, if someone didn't have time before Yom Kippur, because it was Noida Lo Lifnei Shkiyas Achamo, and therefore he didn't have time to bring his Korban Chatos, Be'emes, the Achrenim ask a Kasha, before on Daf Ches, the end of Amud Aleph, that L'chayr, why did the Gemara have to say that the person couldn't bring his korban because it was right before Shkiyas Achamo and he didn't have time to go bring his korban? L'chayr, on the whole day of Erev Yom Kippur, even if he knew about the Avera in the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, he also couldn't bring his korban. Because the halacha is, Ein mevim kochim lebeis hapsul. One may not go and bring a korban and go be memayit in the zman achila of this korban. The Zman Achila of a Korban Chatos is Yom Volaylo. That means if a person will bring a Korban on every Yom Kippur in the morning, he has time on a normal day, he has time to eat the Korban, the Koyanim can eat the Korban the whole day and the whole night following the day. But if he's going to bring a Korban on every Yom Kippur in the morning, he's only going to have time to eat the Korban Chatos only on the day of every Yom Kippur. But when it comes to the night, he's not going to have to eat because he's not going to eat every Yom Kippur. So it'll come out that he's bimamayit, he's minimizing the zman achila of the korban chatos. And this goes into the klal of imevim kochin lebeis hapsul, because maybe through the fact that he's not going to have enough time to eat the korban, he will be maybe kochin, he's going to become to the day noisor, and he won't be able to finish the whole korban. And aloch is imevim kochin lebeis hapsul. So the chayr, even if the person found out about his aveir at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur, not just somich lishkiyas achamo, also he won't be able to bring his korban chatos. And Be'emes, we find in the Ramah and Hilchas Erevim Kippurim Tofri Yishdalid Sif Beis, he says that this is the minhag which everyone knows. We don't say Mizmor L'Soida on Erevim Kippur because the Korban Toida, the Mizmele Seida is connected to Korban Toida, and the Korban Toida cannot be brought in Erev Yom Kippur, since the Zman Achila of a Korban Toida is also Yoim Volaylo, and in Erev Yom Kippur he's going to be Mamayit in his Zman Achilosa because he can't eat it by night. And since he's going to be Mamayit in Zman Achilosa, he can't be in a Korban Toida in the morning, and therefore in Erev Yom Kippur in the morning we do not say Mizmele Seida. So says, asks the Rishash asks the Kasher on Chesem Adalef, that L'chaya, why does the Gemara have to say, Somach L'shkias Achamo, L'chaya, even if he's Noida Loi, at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur, also he can't be a Kol Mechatos. The Avnei Nezer, in Erechaim Simtofnon Nuntes, Ois Yudches, answers, that this din of Eimev Yom Kotshe Lebeis HaPsul, Be'emes we find in Gemara Zvochim, Ayin Vovom Adalef, that Reb Shimon holds that Mevim Kotshe Lebeis HaPsul. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Rabbonon, and Reb Shimon holds that Mevim Kotshe Lebeis HaPsul. Says Avdenizer that the Gemara in Chesem Adalef is discussing Shittas Reb Shimon, and in according to Shittas Reb Shimon, which you all could be being caught in the base Absol, the Gemara had to be madgish. The Gemara had to say that we're talking about someone who's noidaloi, someone who only knew about his aver somach l'shkias achamo. Because according to Reb Shimon, if you'll know about it at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur, he would b'emes be allowed to bring a common chatos because Reb Shimon holds I'm avim caught in the base Absol. And therefore, the Gemara had to say that we're talking about someone who's noida loy just somach l'shkias achamo, and according to Reb Shimon, you couldn't bring a korban. But the Perius Yosef over there in Chesem Ad Aleph asks on such a tzad that even if the Gemara is going like Reb Shimon, but even Reb Shimon in Zvochim Ayin Vav, we did not find that Reb Shimon allows the person to bring a korban l'chatchila l'beis hapsul. A person is not allowed to go and bring a korban if he knows that the korban is going to afterwards have a psul to it. Only b'di'evet, once he's ready brought his korban, then we say that b'di'evet, or in a case where the korban is needed to be machshir, to be matted the person to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdosh, or to be able to be machshir, and otherwise he's not going to be able to bring, he's going to be stuck, he's not going to be able to eat kochim the rest of his life, then Reb Shimon holds that he's mevim kochim the Beis HaPsul. But otherwise, the person can't bring a korban chatos if he's going to be mamai zman achilosi. But the Meleches Bitzal says that no, this teretz of the Amnenezer is yeah good teretz to say that it's going like Reb Shimon. And even though the Perius Yosef asked that according to Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to mevi in kochim lechatchila, but it's a person to bring a korban chatos and to save himself from the Yisurim and from the Aveira to have a kapara straight away at the beginning of Yom Kippur, this would also be enough for Shittas Reb Shimon to go mimati to mevim kochim lebeis hapsul, and therefore the Gemara had to say that he was noida le'onu somach l'shkias acham. But Al-Kaponim, according to this teretz of the Achrinim, of the Avnei Nezer, Meleches Bitzal, that they say that the Gemara who says in Chesem Adalef that we're talking about someone who's noida le'somach l'shkias achamo and not the beginning of the day is only because the Gemara is going like Shittas Reb Shimon. But according to the Rabbanon, hold the Imavim Kotchin Abis Absul, and therefore one will not allow to be bringing a brut, one was not allowed to bring a Chokom Chatos at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur. According to this, it comes out that the Kapor of Soya Nase, of the Soya Nase Bechutz, which Tosfos says by us, that maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Soya Nase Bechutz should go and be Toiler on someone who is Noidaloi, but did not yet have the Efshoris, he didn't have the opportunity to go and bring a Korban, is, according to Shittas Rabbonon, this is Negea, not just to someone who knew about it just before Shkia, but it's Negea to someone who knew about it already at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur. Because even at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur, cannot bring a Korban Chatos, like we said, because there's Zman Achilosoi, and this is the Shittas Rabbonon, not like Shittas Reb Shimon. And therefore, it's not just one person who's noidaloi somach l'shkias achamo. Meir Simcha asks in his question that somach l'shkias achamo is a very strange thing to say that the korban tzibur is only being brought somach l'shkias achamo. And even though it's still strange to say that a person has to bring a korban of somach l'shkias for the whole korban tzibur is only being brought for this person who is noidaloi only at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur, and for this person the whole Korban Tzibur has been brought to be Toileloi until he has opportunity to bring his Korban. But upon him, it's not just someone who's Noidaloi, someone Cheshkeas Achamo, because according to Rabbanon, will be Noidaloi also a bit more of time for someone who's Noidaloi, even at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur, he also doesn't have the opportunity to bring the Korban. And on that, Tosfos suggests to go and bring a Korban, Soya Nase Bechutz, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to be Toileloi until he has the opportunity to bring the Korban. Al Kaponim, the halacha of to bring a korban chatos on Erev Yom Kippur, according to this cheshbon of the Avnei Nezer, will depend on the Rabbanon and Reb Shimon, whether someone can bring a korban chatos at the beginning of Erev Yom Kippur if he's been mamayit kochim and memait zman achilosa, he's been memait from the time he's allowed to eat the korban. Now this has an afkemina la'alocha also, because the Mishabrura over there in Simon Tofrish Dalid, in Hilchas on Erev Yom Kippur, says in the Shara Tzion, that this halocha, which the Ramah says, that the minig is, we do not say mizmor l'soida on Erev Yom Kippur, is not just on mizmor l'soida, it's also the people who have the minig to say other korbanos before Psukim de Zimra, they should not say the Psukim of Kol Michatos, because Kol Michatos also cannot be brought on Erev Yom Kippur, because it would be mizmai zman achilosi. Now this is what we said from the Kunt Avenis, it's a Shittas Rabbonon, but according to Reb Shimon, who holds Mevim Kotch in the Beis Apsul, he'll be emes, he could bring a Kol Michatos even on Erev Yom Kippur, and the Gemara which says, Somech Shkez HaChamo is for Shittas Reb Shimon, and the Kunt Rabbonon, be emes, he can't bring a Kol Michatos, and therefore the Psukim nowadays, one should not say at the beginning on Erev Yom Kippur, before Pesukim de Zimra, like the Mishabrur Paskins in Shara Tzion. The Gemara further on, it discusses the machlokes of Yudah and Ibshimon, which we find in the Mishnah on Beis Mizbeis, whether the Soyer Shchidesh was mechape on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav and Eibo Yediyah B'Tchilah v'Loi B'Soif, and just like other Seir Yigalim were also mechape, so was the Soyer Shchidesh, or the Soyer Shchidesh was mechape for something else. Now the din of this Ika Aloche, which we find in this whole sugya over here, that there's a kapoyer on someone who was nichnas l'mikdash, and ein bo yedia loy betchila v'loy besoif. He doesn't know bichlal about the aveir he's done. He didn't know about the aveir before. He didn't know bichlal that he's tomei, and he didn't. He's ein lo yedia besoif. He has to bring the korban of Siri Golim is mechaper on this person who has aveir of ein bo yedia loy betchila v'loy besoif. Reb Chanan in Kovitz Aris, the end of Siman Samach Zayin, asks a Yisaidis Tigashayla that l'chayyah you find later on in the Gemara Yud Beis Amid Beis. L'gabe the soya mishtaleach, it says that the soya mishtaleach is mechaper on asei and on alois asei and other averis. Asks the Gemara, what is the case that the soya mishtaleach is going to be mechaper on someone who was over asei? Memonovshach. If we're talking about someone who didn't do tshuva, that means he was over asei and didn't do tshuva. Says the Gemara, the soya mishtaleach cannot be mechaper if someone didn't do tshuva. The Gemara says, ever chashoyim te'eva. He can't be mechaper if he didn't do tshuva. Elomai, says the Gemara, we're talking about someone who did do tshuva. Asks the Gemara, if he did tshuva, then the halacha is that if someone is over asei, the tshuva itself is mechaper miad. He doesn't need any other kapara besides his tshuva. So what is the purpose of the soya mishtaleach? Says the Bechonon, I see the chayyah from this Gemara, that in order the soya mishtaleach should be mechaper, it needs the tshuva of the person, that the person has to also do tshuva, just like we find in Yom Kippur, that a person has, the Yom Kippur is not mechaper, according to Rabbanan Al-Kaponim, we'll learn later on, Daf Yud Gimel, that Yom Kippur is only mechaper, ima tshuva, leshovim, only if someone is shov, then Yom Kippur is mechaper. And the soya mishtaleach is also only mechaper with tshuva. Asks Reb Chanan, if so, how do we find over here in our sugya, that the Siri Golim, or it could be the Siri Shchidesh, also according to Reb Yudah, is mechaper on someone who doesn't have any idea that he did aveir? Asks Reb Chanan, if the person doesn't have any idea at all that he was over any aveir, it's not chayich for the person to go and do tshuva. He can only do tshuva on something which he knows he did wrong. He can be misvada and can be mischaret and do all the klaliyat tshuva if a person knows he did aveir. But kol oy, the person doesn't know bichlal that he did aveir, then doesn't pass any tshuva. And the halacha that says the Gemara that if you debase on the debase, the Gabbah the Soya mishtaleach, it can't be mechaper without tshuva. And therefore, just like Yikipa can't be mechaper without tshuva, also Soya mishtaleach can't be mechaper without tshuva. So how does the Gemara say that there's a musig, there's idea of a Soya huregel could be mechaper on a veir which the person is not shaykh for the person to do tshuva on? Says Reb Chanan, that be'emes is choluk, the din tshuva which is needed by the Soya mishtaleach, than the din tshuva which is needed by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur b'emes is not mechaper without tshuva. Yom Kippur, the whole kapara of Yom Kippur only works b'tziruf, the tshuva of the person, that the person has been mechsvada and mischaret on his aveir, with that the tziruf of the tzumrich elyoim of Yom Kippur can be mechaper. B'soya mishtaleach can be mechaper even without tshuva also, the soya has b'emes koyach to be mechaper even without the person's tshuva. That the Gemara says later on, that if the person doesn't do tshuva, the soya cannot be mechaper, the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says, because zevach reshoim toyeva. That means if the person, he was over aveir, and he hasn't done tshuva on his aveir, then the soya can't be mechaper in him, because he's got din rosha, and zevach reshoim toyeva, the soya mishtaleach cannot be mechaper. But if this person will not have the problem of Zerich Hashoyim to Yeva, then the Soya Mishtaleach could be Mechaper. He has the Koyach to be Mechaper even without the Tshuva of the person. Memela over here by Soya Regolim, where we're talking about someone who's Einbo Yedia Loi B'Tchil of Loi B'Soif. He doesn't have any idea of his Averi at all. The fact that he's not doing Tshuva does not make him into a Zerich Hashoyim to Yeva. He's not a Rasha at all. The reason why he's not doing Tshuva is because he doesn't know B'Chlali Yosef any Averi. And therefore, the Soya Regolim has koyach to be mechape even if the person doesn't do tshuva. Because like we explained, it's not doimot Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur needs the tshuva for the kapora, be'etzem. Otherwise, Yom Kippur itself has not got koyach to be mechape, because the whole koyach of the Yitzum Shalim is together with the tshuva. The Seirim are mechape by themselves. But if you don't do tshuva, then he got zerach hashoyim to evil. And this is only when the person knows he did aver. He has to do tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, he's a yosha, and the soy can be mechaper. Mashain kein over here, where the person doesn't know he's doing over aver, he's not a yosha, therefore the soy can be mechaper. Says Rebbe Chonon, according to this, we can understand the Gemara says at the beginning of Bamitzia, and in Yevomus Peizayinum at base, Remeo holds that if two edim come and tell someone, Ochal to chilev, you are over aver and you ate chilev. Says the person back to them, it's not true. I know it wasn't chilev. Lo yochalti chilev. Lo yochalti is makrish the edim. Says Remeir that since there's two edim who claim that this person did and he was over the avir of achilas chilev b'shoigig, he's mechuyah to being a kol mechatas. Because even though the person has been makrishim and he said makrish the edim and he said lo yochalti chilev, but then the koyach of the edim is stronger than the person himself and the koyach of the edim is mechayvim a kol mechatas. Says Toisvus in Yevomus Peizayin Amud Beis that this person, we're going to force him and we're going to be memashkin him till he brings this kol mechatos. Even though we find normally a memashkin him ala chatois, we don't take a mashkin for chatois. This is only because normally by chatos, since the person has aveir, he's going to for himself go and bring the kol mechatos. But over here where he holds that lo yochalti chelev, he holds that he wasn't over any aveir and he doesn't have to bring any korban. And then over here, he's not going to bring me'atzmoy, he's not going to bring from his own will, he's not going to bring the korban, we're going to have to force him to go and bring this korban chatos, and memela memashkinim ala chatos in this case. Asks Rebbe Chonon, if we're going to be talking about someone who are forcing him to bring the korban chatos, then this person is not doing any tshuva for the aveir of achilas chilev if he holds that he didn't eat any chilev. If the person is not doing any tshuva, how does the korban chatos be mechaper? How does it work? How can we bring that korban, which hasn't got any koyach to go mi mechapa on this person, if he says lo yachalti and he's not doing any tshuva? And the korban can't be mechapa without tshuva. Says Rebbe Chonon, like we explained till now, it's very gishmak, because there's no din that a korban can't be mechapa without tshuva. A korban has a koyach to be mechapa. The only reason why we need the tshuva is only because the fact that he's over aveir and he doesn't do tshuva, this is what holds back the kapara of the soya mishtaleach, because zevach hashoyim to yeva. But if this person holds, and he really sincerely holds, that lo yochalti chilev, he wasn't in the oiv and yisa, and that's why he's not doing tshuva, he's not a yosha, and therefore he does not have the klal of zevach hashoyim to yeva, and memela, the kol mechatos can be brought on him, even though lemaisa, he doesn't do tshuva, because there is a koyach in the kol in itself to be mechapa even without tshuva. So Rebbe Chonon explains in the whole sugya, you sowed in the korban of sorry. That's why the sorry can go mechaper in by dia loy b'tchil of loy b'seif. Now, be'emes on the ikka kash of Rebbe Chonon, how can the korban be mechaper if the person doesn't have any idea at all that he did aveir? L'chayyeh, if he doesn't do it, he doesn't know about his aveir. L'chayyeh, he can't do any tshuva. That means this pshitas which Rebbe Chonon takes on, that if a person doesn't know about aveir, he can't do tshuva. The svasemes in Yuma peheim and base. He asks a very similar question, and he asks that the klal, we know the klal is, the Gemara says in Krisis Chafei Yom Adalef, that Yom Kippur can be mechaper on anyone who's chayv oshem tolu. If someone who's chayv oshem tolu, even if you knew about it before Yom Kippur, the aloha is that the Yom Kippur comes along, after Yom Kippur he doesn't have to bring oshem tolu. The aloha of Yom Kippur is mechaper on oshem tolu. Asks the Sfasemes, this aloha of Yom Kippur to be mechaper on oshem tolu, the Gemara's Mavu in Krisis Yudches Amud Beis is referring to a person who doesn't yet know that he was over any Issa. And he's only going to find out after Yom Kippur that maybe he ate Chilev, which is Mechayvim Oshem Tolu. On this person also, the Yom Kippur is Mechayvim, and he doesn't have to bring Oshem Tolu. Frekdus Fasemes, Yom Kippur is Doch Mechayvim only with Tshuva. And over here, in order that he should have the kapara of Lashem Tolu, he needs the kapara of Yom Kippur. And since he had no idea that he was even in Yavere, and only after Yom Kippur he found out about it, how can Yom Kippur be mechaper that he doesn't have to bring Lashem Tolu later? He didn't know that he was even in Yavere, and therefore he didn't do tshuva. And if he didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur can't be mechaper without tshuva, according to the Rabbanon al Kaponim. So asks us Vasemes, how does this person not have to bring a korban after Yom Kippur Lashem Tolu? And over here, it doesn't apply the teretz of the Rebbe Chonon. Because over here we're talking about the tshuva of Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur itself to be mechaper needs tshuva. It's not like the kriach of a korban which could be mechaper without tshuva. So how can Yom Kippur be mechaper on the person, on his aveir of Lashem Tolu, if he didn't know yet about his aveir? Says this Vasemes that you see from over here, that the fact that the person didn't know about his aveir is not equal in tshuva. Says this Vasemes on Yom Kippur, we misvada the lishenus of the tefillah saw, that we misvada on al gluim, val shein on gluim, val an historis. The person is being mischarit, and he does tshuva also for the sofik chatois, which he thinks that maybe he's been over. Says the Svasemes also from Averis, which he thinks that maybe he's been over. He's got no idea that he's been over these Averis, but a person is misvada and mischarit on these Averis also, and this also is a maisa tshuva. Even though it's not tshuva gemura, because it's not with all the klali tshuva with the chariota and the kabbal labo, because he doesn't know b'chali is over aver, but there is a maisa tshuva which is enough if he's mescharet and then he doesn't want to be over any averis at all. And on Yom Kippur, says the Sasemes, a person can be mescharet on the suffolk averis, and even the averis she'ein on gluim lonu also is called the maisa tshuva, even though the person didn't know b'chali about this aver. And therefore, according to the Svasemis, is so it's a big chiddush. A person comes in Misvada and has a kapora, has the musak of tshuva, and the maisa tshuva, even though he didn't know b'chlal he's doing in the Avera, then the b'chonas kasha on our Gemara is also miyushev, because the korban of Soyu Golim and Soyu Shchidesh, according to Reb Yehuda, can be mechata on this person who's ain lo yediya, because he could do tshuva. This tshuva is, even if he didn't know b'chlal he's over the Avera, there is a musak of tshuva, even if he didn't know b'chlal he's being over the Avera. They bring down the Loshon Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, says that Yom Kippur is mechape bein noidaloi, bein loy noidaloi. Yom Kippur is mechape bein if you knew about the Aveir and bein if you didn't know about the Aveir. Says the Rambam, v'hu she'osa tshuva. The klal of Yom Kippur is only mechape only if you did tshuva. Asks Yeshua's Malkoi over there in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva on the Rambam, that the chayiv is loy noidaloi, it is not possible for a person to do tshuva. How can a Rambam write bein noida loy v'hu she'asa tshuva? If he's loy noida, he can't do tshuva. How can a Rambam write v'hu she'asa tshuva? But according to the Sfasemes, it's geschmack, because there is a mutzig of tshuva and there is a ma'isa tshuva to be done even on loy noida loy, even on avirus she'inam gluin lono, could also be a ma'isa tshuva done, and not like Cholam took on. And we see Yeshua Smalki also, he took on that note that if you don't know about avirus, it's not possible to do a ma'isa tshuva. Gemara for the Ono Amud brings down a memory of Rish Lakish, man ishtane, soy shall you shchidesh, shenemo bil Hashem. Why by the soy shchidesh says Loshen Hashem, Oma Kodesh Borchu, soy ze yehi kapore al shmiatiti at yoreach. This is the Loshen Gemara by us, with the Rishonim all have the Gersa, soy ze yehi kapore olai al shmiatiti at yoreach, and this is Loshen Gemara in Chulin, Samech Amud Beis. Now, already it's pointed out in the Ginyan on the side of the Gemara that this whole Gemara is a soid misoidis a Kabbalah, ve'ein la'avinoi k'mashmoi chas v'sholem. But Tosfos says a posher pshat in the Gemara, that what does it mean, so is he kapore olai? Says Tosfos, b'shem la'orch, that so is there, b'emes is avada kapore for klal Yisrael. But olai means that it was up to me to be kaveh this man, when was this man, when should klal Yisrael bring the kapore? And the Eibishter was kevea, this man, on Ushchidesh, kedei lehofis daito shal yoreach. So it comes out that the word olai means that the kapor is for Klal Yisrael, but the kvia zman of Ushchidesh was olai in order to be mefis daito shal yoreach, like the Gemara says about the Levon, the whole Maisa with the Levona in Chulin Samech Amud Beis. Similarly, the Rif, over here, even though his derech is never to be marich on Divri Agoda, over here he's very marich on his whole Gemara, and he explains that the Gemara Avada doesn't mean a kapora chas v'shalom for the Eibishter, it means a kapora for Klal Yisrael. And says, Lefiko choma HaKadosh Baruch Hu eviyu kapora lefonai b'Rish Chidesh lechapir aleichem, kedei shetashlimu olai b'kol ben kapora zeh es ha-kovid she'omarti lasis li-oreach b'shvil shemi atetiv. That means the kapora is also, like Tosfos explains, the kapora is for Klal Yisrael, but the olai, not like Tosfos learns the olai means the kviya zman is olai, but the rif learns the olai means like bimkoimi, b'shvili, instead of me, because of the zman, which because of this kapora, which Klal Yisrael are bringing, this is the hashloma, which I promised to the Yerech, to make him a kovod, and to be made his daitoi, that he should go to have epis kapora. He should go and he has the kapora of Rish Chodesh, and this is the Hofis Daito Shalevona. Bishvil Sheshlimu Alai Bekobim Kapora Zu. The Ritva says, similarly, the Ritva says that the Loshin Kapora can be understood in a few ways. Kapora could be a Loshin Kipshuta, it's Pashat a Mechapa, like a Kobin is a Mechapa, but the Kapora can also be used a Loshin Pius to be Mephias Shalevona. We find by the Yaakov and Esav, we found the pasuk Achapra Ponov Bamincha, a loshon of kapora, and over there it doesn't mean kapora, it means a loshon of pius. Says the Ritva, over here also the word kapora is being used in two oifanim. The kapora is for Klal Yisrael, that they're having kapora on their Averis, but the kapora is also to be mechapa, to be mefayis, the levona, which is this matora of the korban on Rosh Chodesh, is also to be mechapa on the levona. And these are the two words, the kapora can be understood in both ways, and this is the mechuvan of the korban of Yom Kippur of Rosh Chodesh, which is mechapa for Klal Yisrael, and also mefayis the levona. The Rif, after he's been married, Shalei Kedarkei, on his whole Gemara, at the end, says the Rif from Yishalmi, and he continues on with the halachas of someone who's davening on Rosh Hashanah, if he has to mention also that the yom is a yom Rosh Chodesh, and he has to say that he has to mention besides Yalev Yovei and besides other zichrinis during his Shemini Esrei on the Zikoron of Rosh Hashanah, he has to also mention Rosh Chodesh. Says the Yishalmi that he doesn't have to mention by his davening, he doesn't have to mention Chodesh, he only has to mention Rosh Hashanah. To understand the Hemshech of the Rif, and also, says the Pnei Shua over here, explains also what is the Arichas of the Rif that is so Marich in our Gemara, that Be'emes, the Rif brings down the Gemara that we pass like Reb Yehuda, that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh is b'mechape, also on Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadoshov, of Ein Ba'idea B'tchila, of Ein Ba'idea B'soif, just like other regalim, not like Reb Shimon, who holds that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh is going on V'tor Sh'och Ales Atomei, says the Pnei Yeshua, that be'emes, it's shver, why does the Rif b'chlal bring down this machlekes? Normally the Rif will bring down something in machlekes, which is not a ge'el aloch. And therefore, why does the Rif bring down this machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and we pass like Reb Yehuda? Says the Pnei Yeshua that the Chiyuv is mavur here in the Rif, and the Tur Evin says the same cheshbon in Rosh Hashanah Chesem at Beis. That Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Chesem at Beis b'shem Rabbeinu Meshulam that the loshon of Chodesh shemiskase boi alavona, that the Chodesh of Tishri is Chodesh shemiskase boi, means that there's no akrova soy on Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, even though you have to bring a soy in every Rosh Chodesh, but on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, we didn't bring a soy Rosh Chodesh, and you only brought a soy Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And Tosfos over there from Rabbi Natam asks on Rabbi Meshulam that in Tosefta says Mefurish Vaket that even on Rosh Hashanah we brought a soy Rosh Chodesh, and after Tosfos says Rabbi Meshulam was Chizah, says see these Achrinim the Pnei Yeshua and the Tur Evin. That l'chayyur you can be mazvid is yisoyda shayla whether you brought korban soy on Rosh Chodesh, you brought korban soy of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah will depend on the machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon in our sugya. We find in the Mishnah because according to Reb Yehuda who holds that the yisoyda kapora which is by soy Rosh Chodesh is the same kapora of the soy of Yigolim and the soy of Rosh Hashanah also all the same kapora to be mechape someone on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh of Ein Be'idia B'tchila of Ein Be'idia B'soif, then there's b'emes no purpose to go bring two seirim for the same kapara. And therefore, there's a svarah, a shtake svarah to say like Rabbi Meshulam tainet that the soy of Rosh Chodesh was not brought on Rosh Hashanah because it's the same kapara and the soy of Rosh Hashanah can be mechape just like the soy of Rosh Chodesh and there's no purpose to go bring both. Mashinkin according to Reb Shimon who holds that the soy of Rosh Chodesh is for a different kapara, then avada the soy of Rosh Chodesh was brought on Rosh Hashanah also. This is the cheshbon that the be'emes, the shaila between Rabbi Meshulam and Rabbi Natam is be'emes telling on the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon whether was it one kapara, is it different kapara if the soy Rosh Chodesh was brought to Rosh Hashanah. So says the Pnei Yeshua Mamila, that's the Pshat in the Rif, that the Rif brought down this Machlikas La'alocha is because he holds that this applies even the Dina, even nowadays, this Machlikas between the Yehuda and the Shimon applies, whether on Rish Hashanah, one has to mention the Zikorin of Rish Chodesh, because if, according to the Yehuda, there was no Kapara, there was no Korban of Sorry of Rish Chodesh, then there's no necessity to go and be mentioned the Korban of Rish Chodesh on Rish Hashanah. And Mashingen according to Shimon, the Taka would be a chiyuv to go and mention the story of Rish Chodesh. Says the Rif that since we pass like a Yehuda, Mamela we don't bring down the Korban, we don't have a chiyuv to go and mention the story of Rish Chodesh on Rish Hashanah. And Mamela, this is Masbi, why the Rif Paskin like a Yehuda, and this is the Hemshech of the Rif. After he passes like a Yehuda, he brings down the Yishalmi who says that Rish Hashanah we don't have to mention the story of Rish Chodesh. Now, Be'emes, the Michas Chinuch points out that the cheshbon of these achronim does not work in Shittas HaRambam, because the Rambam, in the Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah shin yud base, says that the Rambam, even though he paskes like a Yehuda, but still he says in Hilchas Tevidim Umusof in Peik Tes Halacha Aleph, that on Rish Hashanah, they were makriv the sori of Rish Hashanah, yeser al Rish Chodesh, which is mashma that they did bring a sori of Rish Chodesh, even though they brought a sori of Rish Hashanah, they brought two seirim, a sori of Rish Chodesh and a sori of Rish Hashanah, even though the Rambam paskes like a Yehuda, and according to these achrenim, the Pnei Yeshua and the Torah Evans Cheshbin in the Rif, they didn't, according to the Yehuda, you do not bring a korban on Rish Chodesh like a shittas Rabbeinu Meshulam in Tosfos in Rish Hashanah. And that was the Cheshbin, why the Rif brought it down la halacha. And says the Michas Chinuch in the Rambam's Mavur, that even according to the Yehuda, there is a krov of a sori of Rish Chodesh on Rish Hashanah also. And not like this Cheshbin of the achrenim. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam himself in Pesha B'Shnais, over here at the beginning of Shavuos, says that in this Halmachleikus between Yehuda and Ibshimon, there's no Mefurish Halacha, who do we paskin like? If we paskin like Yehuda, we paskin like Ibshimon. Says the Rambam, since this Machleikus has no Nafkimina Ledina, therefore there's no Nafkimina to go and know if we paskin like Yehuda or paskin like Ibshimon. Now, this is not like the Pnei Yeshua and the Torah Evin said according to the Rif. There is a nafkimin la locha, where nowadays you have to mention Rish Chodesh and Rish Hashanah. But according to what the Michas Chinuch says from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that even according to Shittas HaYehuda, there was a krov of a sori Rish Chodesh and Rish Hashanah, then Be'emes is taken on nafkimin la locha. And it says the Rambam in Pesha Mishnayis, that Be'emes, there's no alocha kedivir mi in this machlekes, since there's no nafkimin la locha. But Be'emes, even though the Rambam in Pesha Mishnayis says so, Be'inyad, in Yad HaChazoka, the Rambam in Cheshkogis, in Peik Yud Aleph Halocha Tes, paskins this machlekes between Yehuda and Ibshimon, and he says that Loch is like Yehuda, that the Sori Rish Chodesh and the Sori of all the regalim are mechapan Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshov of Ein Ba'idiyah B'tchilo and Ein Ba'idiyah B'seif. It's a mysterious to what the Rambam writes in Pesha Mishnayis, that there's no machlekes, there's no nafkamina in the Aloch Lemaisa between Yehuda and Ibshimon, and there's no point to paskin if the Aloch Kedivir in me, and the Rambam in Yad HaChazoka does paskin like Yehuda. The Achrinim, the Chastei David, and the Chazin Yecheskel, over there, on the Tosefta, they ask this theory in the Rambam, that the Rambam in Pesha Mishnayis says himself to what he writes in Shkoges, that we're paskin like a Yehuda, and they have mefalpel that maybe there is nafkaminis, ledina, apid the Gemara later on in the Yud Beis, in the Halacha of Leib Bez and Masne, that there is nafkaminis between a Yehuda and a Shimon. But upon him, this halacha, this nafkamina, which the Pnei Yeshua and Torah Evin say, according to the Rif, according to the Rambam doesn't apply. Because even according to the Rif, there is an afkamina where they have to mention Rish Chodesh, but according to the Rambam, even according to the Yehuda, there is a krov of sorry Rish Chodesh on Rish Hashanah, and therefore the nidin, whether you will have to mention Rish Chodesh or not, is not totally on the machlikas of Yehuda and Rish Shimon. In the Etzem Inyan, which we're discussing, the point of bringing a sorry Rish Chodesh on Rish Hashanah, if it's Be'emes the same kapora according to the Yehuda, why do we bring the same korban twice? Be'emes the Chizkuni, Alatoya in Pashas Pinchos, by the Sori of Rish Chodesh, says a big chiddush which is a chiddush neged all our sugis which we have in front of us in the first Perek in Shavuos. The Chizkuni says that the reason why there's brought two Seirim on Rish Chodesh and Rish Hashanah is because Be'emes the two separate kaporis. Because the Sori of Rish Chodesh is Mechapan Tumas Mikdosh Vekadoshov on Ein Ba'idiyah B'tchilo, on Ein Ba'idiyah B'soif. This is like Shittas Yehuda we find in our sugya. But says the Chizkuni that the Sori of Rish Hashanah is different than other Regalim, and the Sori of Rish Hashanah was Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov of Ein Bo Yidiyah B'Tchilo V'Yesh Bo Yidiyah B'Soif. This is very shver, it's negative everything we have over here by us in the beginning of Shavuos, because we know that the Gemara says that the Halacha of Ein Bo Yidiyah B'Tchilo and Yesh Bo Yidiyah B'Soif is the Sori Anasa B'Chutzen in Kippur is Mechaper, We don't find any remez in the sugyas that the soyer of Rish Hashanah is any different than any other regel, any other soyer musaf, which is mechapan tumas mikdash v'kedoshov of ein bo yideh b'tchilah ve'ein bo yideh b'sif. And the Chizkuni says that no, the soyer of Rish Hashanah was different and was mechapan like the soyer nasa b'chutz in Yom Kippur. So Gog is a chidush, which is the chay, you have to know the makor for such a shitta, a new shitta over here in the sugya, that the soy of Rish Hashanah was different than other soy musafim, and the soy of Rish Hashanah was mechape on in bo yideh b'tchilo, on yesh bo yideh b'soif, like the soy nas b'chutz, on in kippah. And the Rabbi Sina Balei HaTosfos in Parshas Pinchas also bring down this shitta from the Rivo, that the soy of Rish Hashanah, b'pshitas, they say b'pshitas, the soy of Rish Hashanah is mechape on in bo yideh b'tchilo, on yesh bo yideh b'soif. Which is Be'emes explain why we bring the Sori of Rish Chodesh and the Sori of Rish Hashanah. But Lemaisa in the Sugyas, we don't find any remez for such a Chiluk. And Tzor Chiyon, where is the Makor of the Chizkuni and the Balei HaTosfos to say such a Chidush that Rish Hashanah is different than other Regalim? The Gemara further on, the bottom of the Omid, Ashkechon Seiri Yoshi Chodoshim. Seiri Yoshi Regalim in Nolon. And says the Gemara that if you're going to learn out from Tonovei B'shmol Ekle Mifrech Imidu Rish Chodesh Shekein Todi Idim Yom HaKippurim Shekein Meru B'Kaparosi. Be'emes in this Gemara of Imidu Rish Chodesh Shekein Todi is where you say this Chidush what's stayed on the Gemara, what's lying over here in this Gemara. Because the Gemara says over here that Seiri Yigolim and Seiri Yosh Chodoshim, the Soy of Rish Chodesh is called a Todi more than the Soy of Yigolim. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand, because the soy of Rish Chodesh is brought every Rish Chodesh, that means Yud Beis Palmim Bashana, 12 times a year, every Rish Chodesh, there's a soy Rish Chodesh. But the soy of Golim is, even though it's not the Tadirus, it hasn't got the same frequency of every single Rish Chodesh, but Lemaise, if you count the amount of days there are of Regolim over the year, there's 16 days of Regolim which are brought a Korban Musaf, Sukkot and Pesach, Shoshana and Kippur, and other ones, then all together, there's 16, with the Shavuos, there's all together 16 days of Seirim, of the Seir Golim. Whereas, Soy of Rish Chodesh is only Yud Beis, it's only 12. So if you're going to want to know how many more days we bring a Soy of Golim, it's better we bring a Soy of Golim more often than the Soy of Rish Chodesh. Because the Soy of Golim is brought 16 times a year, and the Soy of Rish Chodesh is only brought 12 times a year. And Afal Bikain, the Gemara says, B'pshitas, that the Soy of Rish Chodesh is called a Todi, since it's brought frequently every single Rish Chodesh, whereas the Regalim is not brought so, it's only brought on every Regal, but it's not brought as frequent as Rish Chodesh, which comes every single Rish Chodesh. The Orchlenei is Sukkot Afnun Vavam Ad Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing whether a person makes a bracha of Shecheyonu on Sukkah, on Leishiv Basukkah, which bracha does he make first? The bracha of Shecheyonu or the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, the Gemara Machlekes over there in the Gemara, and the Gemara says one side that you have to make a bracha of Shecheyonu first, since the bracha of Shecheyonu is Todir, because we're making every regel. Now the Ochaneh says that that man the Omer over there holds that we only make Shecheyonu only on three regalim. So it comes out that the bracha of Shecheyonu we only make three times a year. Whereas the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, we say seven times, every single day of Sukkot, we say the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah. And over there the Gemara says that Leishiv Basukkah is less todir than the bracha of Shecheyonu, even though Shecheyonu is less times. It's only three times and Sukkah is seven times. Says Lo Chineh that you find as Amakur in the Gemara Shavuos Daf Tes, which is Al Gemara, that you see that Rish Chodesh is called a Todi more than Regalim, even though there's more days in the year which the Regalim are brought. But since the frequency is more often of Rish Chodesh, therefore Rish Chodesh is counted the Todi, whereas the Regalim is less Todi, and Hu Adin Zman and Sukkah, the Shechiyonu is more Todi than the Sukkah. The Chasam Sefer over there in Chedushim in Sukkah Nun Vav Amud Aleph also asks the Kasha in the Gemara, why is man Shechiyonu called more Todi than Sukkah? And he says to go and say that since it's more frequent, it's Musuda according to the Zmani Ashona, and Sukkah is only one time of the year, it's a Svar Chadosh or Shalur Isi. This is a new Svar which we haven't found anywhere to say that Todi is Toilu on the frequency and not Dafka on the amount of times it's been mentioned. And the Ochanel Lemaisa points out that Lechid is a Mafush Gemara by us that Rish Chodesh is called Todi. But the Emes is Lechid, it could be Madche, there's a Minchas Chinuch says Mafush in Mitzvah Shin Zayin, Ois Yud Aleph, that the Soye he's discussing over there, the Kobonus of Shavuos. On Shavuos we bring the Korban Musaf, and besides the Korban Musaf, which is a Pashat Korban of every Yigolim, there's also other Chiyuvim of Avidas Hayoyim, which is the Shtei Alechem, the Kivsei Atzeres, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses which Korban comes first. says in Michas Chinuch that one should not say that the Korban Musaf of Shavuos should be brought first because Todi Vishenu Todi Koidim and Musaf is more Todi because it's brought many times a year. Says in Michas Chinuch, no, the Musaf of Shavuos is not more Todi because the Musaf of Shavuos has its own name. It's a Musaf of Shavuos. And it's no Shaykhas to the Musaf of Pesach, the Musaf of Sukkot. Each Yom Tov brings its own Musaf, and the Korban Musaf, this shame, is its own Korban. This Musaf of Shavuos, Musaf of Pesach, and Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Every Yom Tov has its own Korban, and therefore you cannot say that it's the Musaf of Shavuos is more Toddy since it's brought all the other times of the year. So the Fidu Minchas Chinuch comes out that over here when the Gemara says Siri HaYogolim, even though the Gemara says one Lashon that's called Siri HaYogolim, which is Mashmal, there's one Klolis Digger Soy, which is brought at every single Regel, but Be'emes Minchas Chinuch says that every single Korban has a shame b'fnei atzmoi. And therefore, since it has its own shame b'fnei atzmoi, Avada, Rish Chidesh has one shame called the Soy Rish Chidesh, which is bought 12 times, whereas any other Korban of any other Yom Tov is not brought more than 7 or 8 times every single Yom Tov. And therefore, Rish Chidesh is still toddy, being in the frequency and also in the amount, how many times of the day, year it's being brought. Rish Chidesh is 12 times more than any other Soy, because the Soy of Musaf has every Yom Tov has its own name, and you can't put all the Seirim together, call them Seir or Yogolim. So the feed, the Michas Chinuch, there's no right from this Gemara to say that the Emes, you go after the frequency, and you don't look at how many days it was, and like this is the Chasam Sefer's Taina, that was Svar Chadosha, Shelo Yoyisi. And we find the same Taina, the Igris Moshe says in Yerideya Chilik Dalet, at the end of Simchof Aleph, he learns up in the Tosfos over here by us, that the soy of each Yom Tov has its own choiva, and therefore you can't call Meruba Kaparosoi only on Rish Chidesh. Rish Chidesh is Meruba Kaparosoi. But the Seirim of the Regalim are not Meruba Kaparosoi because each Regal has its own chiyuv to bring and its own shame, and you can't put them all together and say it's Meruba Kaparosoi. Now, Be'emes, this Shaila in Hilchas Todi, how to look at Todi, is very negeil aloha, which is this we find in Achinim, in many Sforim they discuss. What is the aloha during Sfiras HaOimer, when someone has to say Sfiras HaOimer, and also he has to say Kiddush Levona? Now Kiddush Levona, which one do we look at is the Todi? Kiddush Levona, lemaisa, you say once every month, but Memeshech, the whole year, you say 12 times. Sfiras HaOimer is 49 days. So in the days of the year, 49 of the Sfiras HaOimer is more than the 12 of the Kiddush Levona. But in the frequency, how often it comes, Kiddush Levona comes every single month. Mashengi Sfiras HaOimer is only one tkufa of the year. How do we look at the Todi? And the Mlosin Gishtetna as a tshuva in Lehoyus Noson, Chilek Hei, Orechaim Sim Lamed Aleph, he has a big Arichis, and he brings down there from Abdoiv Lando. He says, Arai from Al Gomorrah, that Lechoyer, you see, Rish Chidesh is more Todi than Rishir Golim. So you see that the frequency during the year is more Todi than the Regalim, and therefore we should say Kiddush Levona before the Sfiras HaOimer. But this is the Chayot Holi on this Shaila, which we said for the Orchinei and Chasim Sefer, and according to the Michas Chinuch, there's Be'emes no Raya from this Gemara, because each Yom Tov has its own shame, and the coming Raya like any other Todi. One other Raya, other place, you find before this Shaila, the Mat Ephraim in Hilchas Rish Hashanah, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sivkot Sivov, says, Legabe the Dovid Hashem Uri, which the minig is, you say the whole Chidesh Elul twice a day, we say the Dovid Hashem Uri, says the Matei Ephraim, that on Rish Chidesh Elul, when we say Borchi Nafshi, then Be'emes we should say Borchi Nafshi before the Dovid Hashem Uri, since Borchi Nafshi is Todi, and the Dovid Hashem Uri is not Todi, and more Todi is the Borchi Nafshi, which we say every single Rish Chidesh. Now here also, you've got this case, where Be'emes every Rish Chidesh we say Borchi Nafshi, but Be'emes is only 12 times a year. We say this whole Meshech of El up till Lishana Rabbe Shmini Atzeres, and we say twice a day. So when it comes out, Dovid Hashem Uri, we say many more times than the 12 times of the Borchi Nafshi. And the Mat Ephraim says Mefurish that the Borchi Nafshi is more Todi, since it comes every single Rish Chidesh. This is much like the Orchanesh Svara, which he takes out from Al Gemara, that Be'emes, the frequency, the Tadirus of every single Chidesh is overrides the Svara, how many times a year a person says the Borchi Nafshi, the Dovid Hashem Uri, and Melehuadin Kiddush Levona should come before Sfiras HaOimer. Gemara later on in Amud Beis, the Gemara asks a shaila, Yiboy lehu, ki omer b'yehuda al she'im bo yidiyah lo yibitchila v'lo yibisoyif, hanemili b'chid she'in soyif ilivoda. B'chid she'in soyif ilivoda, like Rashi explains, that the goodness in the end tell him, other people saw him going into Beis HaMikdosh, has a halacha of yish bo yidiyah b'soyif. Al Gemara says, Toshima, the tanya al she'im bo yidiyah lo yibitchila v'lo yibisoyif, b'chid she'in soyif ilivoda, Zira Golim Sira Shadoshim Khapim Divi Buddha see Sima Furish that even though Sufi Livada has a lot of aim by idea. The Rabbi Chananel over here on the Gilean has a gisa the other way around, and he has a gisa in the Toshima that the Raya is the other way. The Loshan in his gisa is Vachich Ein Sufi Livada. Dafka Chich Ein Sufi Livada is called the aim by idea, but Chich Sufi Livada is Behemoth Nifshat, the Gemara Big Zaraya Faket, that Chich Sufi Livada is called Yesh by idea. And the Rimigash is Marich over here, the two Gisas, other Shanim also, are two Gisas over here in the Gemara, which way around the Gemara Bura Araya. The Rambam in Shkogis, Peik Yud Aleph Aloch Ates, he passes like a Buddha, that the Sawyer Shchidesh is Mechapa, Neim Ba'idea B'tchila, Neim Ba'idea B'soif, but he doesn't Bechlal mention the Shaila of the Gemara by us, which is more clear, according to the Buddha, why is the Aloch Ba'achid Shasoif Elivoda, which Korban is Mechapa on this Avir. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Lekutei Alochis, Neim Mishpot Yisayin, that the reason why the Rambam did not pass in this Shaila is because Be'emes, we already explained in Omad Aleph, this Halacha, this Machlikas between the Yehuda and the Shimon is not so nafkimin, there's no nafkimin in the Halacha, and the Rambam Pish Rishnai said that therefore we don't be Chlal Paskin, if we pass in the Yehuda, we pass in the Shimon. So even though the Rambam over there in Shkogis does pass in the Yehuda, but he doesn't get involved in all the Prote Dinim in Hilchot Shittas Yehuda of this Korban, if it comes, yes, Seifi Livoda, or not Seifi Livoda, and therefore the Rambam was Mashmid Legami this Gemara. Now, in the Iker Gemara, when we have to understand, the Gemara asks the Shaila, "Boy lehu ki Omar Yehuda al she'im bo yidia." Sounds like in the Gemara, the Gemara is claiming a Shaila only in Shittas Yehuda. Now, l'choyah, the Shaila of the Gemara applies to Shittas Reb Shimon also. Reb Shimon has a machlokes with Yehuda only if the story of Shchidesh comes for im bo yidia betchila or im bo yidia besoif. But Reb Shimon also agrees that the story of Regalim, the Seiri Yigalim on the Chapa on Ein Ba'idea B'Tchilav Ein Ba'idea B'Seif. And in Epshimon also we can ask this Shaila, why is the Halacha in someone who's a Seifi Livoda, does he have the Kapara of a Seiri Yigalim, or does he have the Kapara of the Soya Nase Bachutz? The same Shaila of the Gemara Kundi Yibyuda, why does the Gemara ask a Shaila Ki Yom Yibyuda, which is Mashmas Dafka Kundi Shitsa Yibyuda? In the Seifa in the Hura Shraga, he suggests that maybe Epshimon, which we know holds in other places in Shas, in Baba Kama, in Vav Amad Aleph, the musig of kol oimed lizre kazoruk domi. We find that Shimon always holds that anything which is oimed for it to be done, kol oimed lifto is kapodri domi, anything which is oimed, we look at it as if it's already happened. So therefore, according to Shittas of Shimon, maybe the Gemara understood that Seifa Livoda, we look at it as if he has the idea already now, and therefore it's posher to the Gemara that the Soya Nas Bachutz is what's going to be mechap on him, and not the Seir Golim. And only according to Yehuda, the Gemara has this nidden. This is a chidush to shtali tzu to cholo imed lizrik and kazorik domi, and therefore to say that over here kundim Shimon he's called a seifa livoda. But b'emes of the seifa chishik shleima from Reb Shleima Mazuz, he says a faketa svara. He says that according to Reb Shimon, who holds that the soyer yishchidesh is mechapa on toish ochel es atomi, and the soyer golem is what's mechapa on im b'idea loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif, the Gemara is mavua later that Reb Shimon does not have this posuk of chid she'in makiboy elo Hashem. He doesn't have this drosh of Lashem, which says by the Sori Yishchidish. So therefore, the whole Shaila of the Gemara, which is very meduyak in our Gemara, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who Rabbi Yehuda's makor is from the word Lashem, which tells us, Chid she'in maki bo elo Hashem, and on that we have to know, what does this mean, in maki elo Hashem? What happens if a person is a Seifa Livoda? Is this called a Chid she'in maki bo? Or do we say that since he's a Seifa Livoda, it's called a Chid she'in maki bo, and the Soan Asa Bachutz is going to be mechapim? But this is all according to Reb Yehuda, whether the makor is from Chid she'in maki bo elo Hashem. But according to Reb Shimon, who Bichlal doesn't have this makor, he has a different makor, and the makor tells you that everything which is aimed by Yediyah, loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif, the soyer golem is mechapa. Therefore, there's no shaila Bichlal. Of course, according to Reb Shimon, since now he doesn't have a Yediyah, it's going to be mechapa, because lemaisa he's aimed by Yediyah b'soif, aimed by Yediyah b'tchila, and aimed by Yediyah b'soif, and therefore he's going to have the kapara of a soyer golem and not of a soyer na'atz b'chutz. The whole Shaila is according to Reb Yehuda to understand the drosha of Chid she'in maki bo elo Hashem, and now we have to know whether this person who's a Seifa Livoda goes into this klal of Chid she'in maki bo, or do we say that he has to wait till the Soya Nasa Bachutz on Yom Kippur, which is dafka Shaila only according to Reb Yehuda and not in Shittas Reb Shimon. This is how the Chishek Shleima is mazbe with the Gemara, why the Gemara explains dafka according to Reb Yehuda and not according to Reb Shimon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.